You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za.
Right, I'm going to play the Old Dogs Band track that we featured last week while we set up the studio for Bill and Derek to come through, and then we'll be chatting to them after the song.
Into the twilight, take this dance into the infinite night. Voices call, they know our secret names, beckoning into embracing flames. If we take this dance, it's forever. If we take this chance, it's now or never. If we fall, if we fall, if we fall, we fall together. Let's take this dance. It's dangerous out there. Take this dance. No one I just don't care. My hand is less a step too far, any place other than where we are. If we take this dance, it's forever. We take this chance, it's now or never. If we fall, if we fall, if we fall, we fall. Dance, come on, it's not that hard. Although the deck is stacked against us, darkness comes to defend us. If we take this dance, it's forever. If we take this chance, now or never. If we fall, if we fall, if we fall, we fall together.
Chances now or never.
That's a fabulous new one from the Old Dogs Band. It's called Let's Take This Dance. And sitting with me in the studio is Bill Knight and Derek Craig, and they're both from the Old Dogs Band. Good evening, fellows.
Hello, Judy.
Hi, Judy.
Nice to have you here.
Great to be back.
you haven't been to Zone for a long time, have you, Bill?
No, not since the Red Shed.
Yes, absolutely. That was a long time ago, long time ago. And Derek, you weren't here so long ago. So
yes.
That was about the Massey-Call fundraiser. How did that go?
That went exceptionally well, thank you.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it was a really record night for us, yeah.
Awesome. That's great. Right, so Old Dogs Band. Tell me how you would describe your genre. I'm kind of thinking ska almost, a little bit.
Bit of ska, bit of folk, bit of rock. Kaapse mengsel.
Kaapse mengsel.
Scully, yeah.
Yeah, we like that. And there are three of you in the band.
So yes, they are.
It's Bill Knight, Derek Craig, and the third gentleman is?
Jeremy Stevenson. He's our bass man.
Yes, yeah, and he's fabulous as well.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. And let me say congratulations. The Cottage Club was how many years old the other day?
20.
20 years. 20. I mean, that's quite a record, really, for a venue to keep going for that long. I think you've done exceptionally well.
Thanks, Judy.
And you really support South African artists, so that's really cool as well. So I was privileged to see you guys perform at that function of yours, and you played quite a few songs that night. I think we've got three in our database now, only three, I'm just saying.
Yes, I think that's correct. I think Richard showed me that, yes.
Yes, okay. So,
two from the first album and this the one at the moment.
Yeah, and so you're busy recording at the moment, aren't you? Or is it finished
now? No, it's complete.
Oh, is it complete?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So you're ready to roll.
Right, so you're sending tracks out one at a time.
Absolutely, yeah.
And you're launching at Cafe Rue on the 29th of November, is that right?
Yes, we are.
Okay, so folks, get your tickets to Cafe Rue if you don't want to miss out on this. I promise you they are worth seeing. So let's start with you, Bill. You've been in the industry for a very long time.
Yes, I have. Yeah.
So let's go back to how it all started for you. Before Old Dogs.
Before Old Dogs.
Yes.
Been playing music since I was 16.
Wow.
Then gradually expanded, joined the Barleycorn Music Club back in 77, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
I had a day job back then, a grown-up job. and then got to the millennium, and I decided that I didn't want to grow old and think, you know, I should have gone for it. Mm. So I jumped ship and went into music full time.
Okay. And were you writing songs right from the beginning, your own material? Because, I mean, you perform mainly your own material, don't you?
Pretty much, yeah. 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 I got to Rhodes University in 76.
Mm-hmm.
I met Carl Robenheimer,
mm-hmm.
who played with Corporal Punishment.
Yeah.
And he and I formed a duo, and he encouraged me to start writing. So my writing started from then.
Okay. And your songs are always sort of personal experience and many places that you've been to, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
One of my favorites is Smith's Winkle Bye. I love that one.
Okay.
So from there you progressed, and then you moved into sort of, it was almost like folky, wasn't it? Or were you always in that style?
I'd say sort of during the early Barleycorn years, I was kind of quite folky.
Mm-hmm.
While I was at Rhodes, Patti Smith's first album, Horses, came out.
Yeah.
And they just blew me away completely.
Right. Okay.
So I started edging more and more towards rock. And also through people like Dylan working, you know, electric with the band, Neil Young and Crazy Horse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's folk music with amplifiers,
Yeah, but in your own style.
And a lot of attitude.
One needs attitude in this business, doesn't one?
Oh, yeah.
And you, Derek, where did you start?
Oh, dear. I started not so seriously, but seriously in around 76.
Mm-hmm.
We had a garage band at my place in Fishhook.
Mm-hmm.
Robin and I were playing together with a chap from Plumstead, Barry Kloppers.
That's Robin Old you're talking about.
Yes. And okay. We had a band called Mull Pluck.
Mull Pluck.
Yeah, Mull Pluck carried on. I didn't carry on with the band too long and went in another direction.
Mm-hmm.
And had like probably more than Bull, a day job, mm-hmm. and I got on with that. But I didn't stop playing percussion, and a lot of my early years I played a lot of percussion.
Mm.
And then I went over to Australia and I played there. So, not socially, but very big crowds on a weekend.
Okay.
But it was also percussion. And then finally got back here in 2016, and that's when the magic started happening. One of the first people I got in touch with when I was here was Robin, mm-hmm. and it was a jam at the Cape to Cuba with Tim Parr, and it was awesome.
Oh, wow.
And he said, look, there's nothing with me that you can do at the moment, but why don't you get in touch with this guy Bill? And I'd actually started looking up a cottage club and Bill and all this magic stuff that was happening there, and we just hit it off. And we just, since those early days, like 2017, that's when we first started playing together. Yeah. We did a little duo with a very basic. Put more percussion kits, and Bull and myself played, and then we did a couple of things with another mate of Bill's, Chris Davidson, Scarecrows in the Field, and a little bit of a bout with Cape Smoke, and then the magic happened with Jeremy joining this thing, and Bill said, let's start this band, Old Dogs, and the rest is history.
And who decided on the name Old Dogs?
I think it's part of Bill.
Yeah, it's part of my mythology.
Yes, yeah. Okay. And I love the names of your albums. This new one is called Howling, am I right?
Howling Again.
Howling Again.
Yeah. And there's lots of dog references right the way through.
Right through, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And tell me the story about that track we've just listened to now, Let's Take This Dance. I know you wrote that one. What is that all about? What is the story behind that song?
There are various levels, you know. On one level, it's about a relationship, stepping out, taking a chance.
Mm-hmm.
But also stepping into the music, stepping into a lifestyle, stepping into a way of thinking, a philosophy, abandoning oneself to the muse.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. That's a really cool track. I really enjoy it, I must be honest.
Thanks, Julie.
It's nice to get a track that's like over 4 minutes long. We find that all the new stuff coming through is about range between 2.5 to 3 and a half minutes. So it's nice to have a lengthy track for a change.
We do value for money.
Yes, you must.
Yeah.
And we appreciate value for money. We really do. So, okay, so the next one we can look forward to from you guys in the near future, I'm guessing. But for people to hear the album, they need to go to Cafe Rue. Is that right?
Yeah.
That's going to be played. The entire album is going to be played live at Cafe Rue, yes.
Okay.
And there is another song on Spotify, isn't there? Yeah.
Is the album on Spotify
not
already?
Yet.
Okay. You're going to do your launch first and then it'll be available.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So what else can you tell us about Old Dogs Band? I mean,
a little backstory to how we started.
Yes, please.
Jeremy and I were working together, as he's mentioned. Derek and I.
Mm-hmm.
I had played in a band called Cape Smoke with Jeremy on bass.
Yeah.
And Derek and I were having a rehearsal and, you know, it kind of dropped into my foggy brain. I thought, you complete idiot. You have these two amazing musicians
mm-hmm.
who are very dear friends anyway. You know, let's get together and do something.
Mm-hmm.
So we did, and we had our first rehearsal. These two guys have an amazing ability to sense the essence of the song.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have to give them any guidelines. I don't like doing that anywhere. Mm-hmm. I like to just play the song to them, let them find whatever makes sense to them.
Mm-hmm.
And they got me absolutely right from the start. So we had our first rehearsal, and we were incredibly chuffed with ourselves. And at the end of that week, hard lockdown.
Mm.
Yeah.
Which was really heartbreaking.
Yes.
We had to wait until, I don't know, it came down to level 3 or whatever it was, and you were allowed to, quote unquote, go back to work.
Mm.
So we started rehearsing in earnest. Then we started recording, self-recording in the Cardish Club. And Robin Ord came and helped us with the final mixes and the masters, and that was our first album.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So you didn't do what most people were doing during lockdown, sort of doing it via Zoom and all of that?
No, we were staying in touch, and I was doing a lot of solo stuff on streaming, which it's a kind of a two-edged sword, you know, because in one sense, there's a positive. At least I was working.
Mm-hmm.
At least I was getting my stuff out to an international audience.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it's soul-destroying, you know, playing with no audience to appreciate what you're doing.
Yeah.
You know, I was playing to my dog and my teddy bear.
I'm sure
all that responsive.
It.
Yeah, they're kind of, yeah.
Yeah, it must have been quite a lonely, depressing time for...
Yeah. Actually, you featured on our first video, Love Under Lockdown.
Oh, did I?
We had your voice on the radio playing our first song, Love Under Lockdown. And as we were heading off to rehearsal, you must have a look at it on YouTube.
I will. So that's under Old Dogs, is it?
Yes.
Yeah, actually... Yeah. I didn't realize you were on YouTube. I must go and follow you guys. Yeah, absolutely. So that's a very interesting story. But I also did find that during lockdown, it also helped people really get in touch with their emotions. And their creativity just really came out, didn't it?
Yeah, it was forced upon us. Mm. You know, I mean, you either just went to ground completely and disappeared down the rabbit hole. Or, you know, started writing, which is what I did. So quite a few of the numbers come from that time.
Yeah. Would you, I don't want to get too personal, but would you describe them as sort of songs coming from a dark place? Or were you trying to be lighter about life in your songs?
Well, on my dad's side, I'm Welsh, so... Mm. I have a very strong element of melancholia,
Heimweh.
Mm-hmm. So there's that, but you know, it's all about light and dark. It's all yin and yang, and they coexist together.
Mm-hmm.
Quite a lot of my stuff is pretty serious. But I like to think that there is an element of hope, an element of promise.
Well, without that darkness, there is no light, is there?
Exactly.
Yeah. So,
exactly.
No, that's great. It's nice that you're focusing on that. Derek, have you ever done any vocals, or do you just do percussion?
I was once allowed to do some backing vocals, and I am when we play live, but Jeremy wouldn't let me do that on the album. But I mean, just when you listen to what Jeremy brings to the party with his backing vocals, I'm not surprised he asked me to shut up for that. But I do occasionally do some backing vocals with when we play live.
Okay, great.
With great enthusiasm.
There's nothing like enthusiasm.
Really cool. I just love it.
Not necessarily tunefulness, but enthusiasm. Yeah.
So most musicians would start because they like to sing. What made you start doing music then, if it wasn't about singing for you?
I was forced to play piano from the age of 4. So
forced to?
Lucky
you. I wish I'd been.
Yeah, and I wish I had continued because, you know, ironically, in the later period, in the high school period, one of the people who continued to play piano was Robin Auld, who was with me at at school for a period. But yeah, I had that sense of musicality, but I just didn't want to do the hard work, and I wanted to get behind the drums and make a noise and become a rock star and not concert pianist. Yeah.
Any drummer that inspired you particularly?
Ginger Baker for sure. Yeah, yeah. I mean, that was from very early days. And,
yeah.
And you know, actually, probably Ringo Starr as well. I mean, there's some interesting grooves, but that's probably because he was playing a right-handed kit, left-handed. But those are two that stick in my brain
you.
A bit.
And I'm guessing one of your inspirations was Bob Dylan, Bill.
Oh, absolutely. Mm. Bob Dylan, Leonard Cohen, Tom Waits, Neil Young, Jackson Browne.
Yeah. So many of them, aren't there?
Yeah, but, you know, people who wrote words that actually mean something. Song poets, I'd like to call them.
That's true, and we're finding that the new stuff coming out now has, because I do think COVID's had a lot to do with it, we're getting, because music for me went very poppy at one stage, and I found that the new stuff coming out now is a lot more soulful, and there's a lot more depth to the lyrics, which is awesome, and that's, I mean, for me, lyrics are so important. And that's probably why I like your music so much, because your lyrics are amazing.
Mm, thank you.
You write good poetry too, don't you?
Not for me to judge.
Well, I have one of your books.
I just put it out there.
I have your book, so I know you do. So what's next on the card for Old Dogs? I know you've got the launch coming up, but have you got a whole lot of other gigs coming up?
Yes, just on the back of the 29th, we're just doing a little sneak preview of it at a private function on the 26th, and then we immediately after Cafe Rue, we've got Barleycorn Music Club, and we've got Cottage Club, and then there's a few more in the pipeline after that.
Great.
Wembley Stadium, Albert Hall.
Don't write off our stadiums.
No.
I've just had a message.
Proudly South African.
A message has just come through from Chris saying, great interview, must get to Cafe Rue. Yes, you must, Chris. I promise you,
you
won't
Chris.
Be disappointed. Yeah, I loved their show. I really, really did. So it's a pity I can't go because it's on a Wednesday night. I've got the mutters about that. But I'll have to come to the Cottage Club to see you guys again.
Cool.
Yeah. All right, so anything else you want to share with us? Some details on how people can follow you?
We're on all the not all the social media, but we're on Facebook. There is a Old Dogs page. I have my musicians page. We're on Instagram. I've just reorganized my website, so there's some great information there. Not only about the Old Dogs, but people I've worked with previously. I've been loading, I spent the whole of today loading a number of my old albums onto Bandcamp.
Bandcamp, that's something I haven't heard of. Sorry, pardon my ignorance.
It's like Spotify, except they pay you.
Oh, really? Oh, that's nice. And is it like Spotify where you actually have to have so many people following you before they pay you?
No, people can. It's a download.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you pay to download
per
the music.
Album, yeah, or
that's
even
brilliant.
Per song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why all musicians don't go that route then.
Yeah, me. I know that.
Spread the word, Bill. I know musicians really struggle. So, guys, really.
I think In Full Cry is on Spotify as well. Yeah.
In Full Cry.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there is one track so far from the new album on Spotify as well.
Okay.
Yeah. And I must add that we have had an enormous amount of help with our music from Robin Auld and Anthony Just and Shoreline Songs. They've been absolutely fantastic. They've funded us on a number of things.
That's amazing.
Funded us with the album. And encouraged and supported us like crazy.
Oh, so that's great. We're really, really grateful
to them.
And they're here in the Cape, aren't they?
Yes, and what Shoreline is doing, I do some work with them at the moment, and it's a very cool idea, is all the artists that are part of Shoreline Songs, we're putting that music out there to filmmakers and advertising people now so that we can earn a little bit more money than Spotify and, you know, and get the artists exposed to in another sense, in documentaries, in movies.
That's a great idea. Yeah.
So the guys are doing an amazing job there
from
Shoreline and really helping in so many other ways with local music. Yeah.
And I think it's important that musicians band together and help each other out, because it's a very lonely world out there. And if you're not getting gigs, I follow a lot of musicians, and I do read a lot of bitching from them, because they're battling to get gigs and they're battling to get known. But you guys, you put yourselves out there, and I think that is the secret, is that you've actually got to be brave. You've got to go out there, put yourselves out, and test the waters and see how it goes. Yeah,
we work very hard on that part of what we do as well. It is hard work, and it's. Sometimes it's absolutely thankless, but you just got to keep on keeping on, you know, just keep on putting it out there. And with the help of people like yourselves, it's amazing. And it's just so makes it a little bit easier. Yeah.
Well, you know what? Without you guys, without musicians, we wouldn't have a radio station. So, you know, what's not to support? We love local music. We really do. And we want to help wherever we can. So whatever we can do to help, we will do. Unfortunately, we don't have millions and millions of people listening to us, but we do our best with our listeners. We really do.
Yeah, but it's word of, you know, once the word's out there, it travels, and that's great.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I wish you all the best with the new album, and I hope the launch goes incredibly well. And Chris, yes, you better get there, and then you better report back to me, because I'm not going to be there, so I want to know how it went. And
it's a pity you're not going to be there.
Yeah, it's a great pity, because as I said, I had a ball at the Cottage Club that night. I really did. I was. I loved the way you all collaborated on that night as well, because you had Richard Tate and Jono Tate there, and Robin Auld. That was it. Huh? Mm. Yeah, it's just those.
John Ellis.
John Ellis didn't make it that night.
Oh, it was because we had sort of two launches.
Yeah,
yeah,
correct.
Yeah.
So what amazed me was like this group of great musicians, and I mean, I've known Richard Tate for years as well, and obviously Robin Auld as well. But the way you all just got onto that stage and somehow just managed without rehearsing, really. I mean, let's face it, there wasn't a lot of rehearsing, was there?
No, we were pretty well rehearsed,
yeah.
Three of us. But the rest of them, you know, that's the amazing thing, you know, as musicians of long standing, they have an enormous sensitivity. My songs are really simple.
They're not that simple, though.
but, you know, just underlines a comment that you made in passing a little earlier about cooperation and collaboration. You know, and I love to cooperate and collaborate with other musicians. And I've found in recent years, unlike when I started off in the music business, you know, previously there was a really nasty underlying combative competition amongst musicians.
Okay.
And I think we've come a long way from there. Musicians are collaborating with each other. They're realizing that there's enough sunshine for all of us.
Absolutely.
And we need to help one another because, you know, by pulling me up, I can pull somebody else up.
Absolutely.
So it's all about collaboration. It's all about authenticity. If you're out there singing, you know, about peace, love, and happiness, then you've got to live it.
You
know, I think, again, to refer to what you were talking about earlier, there was a time when music became very plastic. when studios became like laboratories.
Yes, and they were just churning out old songs soulless. In a different way, yes.
Yeah, absolutely, you know, half of it machine-driven. Mm. You know, and I mean, we were fortunate to find a sound engineer, Willa Muller, who is just absolutely fantastic.
He has
a music magician. We walked into the studio and laid down all of the tracks for the album, the three of us, with hardly a second take.
Wow. Mm.
And then we had amazing people come and join us. You know, we had Robin, Willem did some stuff, Riku Lati did some organ, Rael Goodman did some beautiful, beautiful violin.
Mm.
So we've been incredibly...
Barbara Pearson on backing vocals.
Yes.
Barbara Pearson.
Okay, yes. Mm. Okay, fantastic. So there are a lot of people collaborating on the album.
Yes, we have a great deal to be grateful
for. All right.
Yes, absolutely.
And at Café Roux, are people just going to see the three of you?
No.
No? Is it a secret?
A little bit, yes.
Okay,
but there will be guests that did participate on the album.
On the album. Yeah. Oof, lots to look forward to. It sounds wonderful. All right, guys. Well, all the best. I'm sad to say that time is up, but it's been lovely having you both in the studio. And keep on keeping on and keep on writing that fantastic music. And look forward to seeing you guys perform again whenever I can get there.
Thank you. And thank you
for having us in here.
Yeah. Thank you to you. Thank you to Zone Radio. You guys are just absolutely awesome.
Thank you.
It's good to have somebody in your corner who is proud of South African music as we are.
Mm, well, we are. And we love it and we'll support in any way we can. So thank you so much for coming in. I'm going to play out with another Old Dogs band, Never No More. Still also one of my favorites. There we go. Actually, all of them are my favorites, if I'm honest. Thanks, guys. Take care. Cheers.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.